The Hall of Famer is on the line. The Hall of Famer. I think if I say it enough times, I might get a tear. I'm not sure, though. I just said. Joining us now is George Karl. Hall of Famer, how are you doing?
Homer, good to be with you, man. I am doing good. I'm very, very, I'm having a good year. My life has been good this year.
You're in the Hall of Fame. I guess that it's good.
Yeah. All that criticism you had of me and not winning a championship, now I got the Hall of Fame. What do you have to say?
This is kind of a mean question. If you had to pick Hall of Fame or a championship, I'm assuming you would pick a championship, but I'm not sure.
You're right. If I had a choice, I'd pick a championship, but you know, at the end of it, the Hall of Fame does let me kind of forget about all the regrets I had, all those games I thought I should have won that I didn't win. But now I feel, in reflecting, I can look at it and say maybe the Hall of Fame is cool.
Well, next to winning a championship, it's got to be there. Right?
Oh, I think so. You know, I think it's a recognition, not necessarily of your peers, but of your profession, of your, you know, competitors that you competed against, your coaches. It kind of, you know, at the end of your career, you're a little less competitive and a little less angry when, you know, things don't go your way. And I think reflecting back, I think the Hall of Fame is something that, you know, it'll be probably the biggest thing I can ever gain in my life. I don't plan on going back and trying coaching, I don't think, in the near future. But I can't deny that when I was with the class of 2022 down in New Orleans, it was fun sitting with them and just talking and chatting about the game and the state of the game and how many friendships that we have. And it's definitely a blessing in my life.
Well, what's the first thought you had when you found out you were in the class of 2022?
I reflected really quickly back to Coach Smith in North Carolina. And, I've said at times when I've spoken that someone I asked the question, what would I want on my grave, my tombstone, when I die? And I said, that Coach Smith would have thought I did a job well done. And it was kind of funny. I saw Roy Williams down in New Orleans, and we gave each other a big hug. And that's what he whispered in my ear. He said, Coach Smith would be very proud right now. And so I think it all goes back to Coach Smith. And, you know, when you're a senior in high school and you go away to college, you're kind of, you know, you want to go out and be on your own, but you're kind of lost a little bit. And my blessing in life, one of my greatest blessings in life was to be coached by Coach Smith, to be mentored by Coach Smith, and to be a friend to Coach Smith. And all of them kind of came in different chapters. But I think that's, he and my father were probably the biggest influencers on my life. And basketball has made my life a gift. You know, I have a great life because of the game of basketball.
Talking with Hall of Famer George Karl. Like Andy North, I don't even call Andy North. I just call him two-time U.S. Open champ. So I may just call you Hall of Famer. Dean Smith is getting into the category that I refer to as a Don Hudson, and that is Don Hudson was spectacular, but not everybody was around to know how great he was, and so it's hard to convince people. I am continually amazed, you're not the first, there have been many, of the way his players, Dean Smith's players, talk about him, and you being the latest. How can you explain to someone how special he must have been for you to talk to him this way? And I would emphasize to people who don't know, all the other former players of his that speak in almost the same way that you just did. They don't just say he was a great coach. They refuse to stop there and feel necessary to say more. Why?
Well, I think he did for the young kid, the young talented athlete, the young, good, very talented basketball player. And he gets them at an age where they're open for direction. And the comment I always make is, Coach Smith is the best basketball coach I've ever been around. The reason we're all so proud of North Carolina is the culture of not only being a great basketball team, but the culture at Carolina was get your degree. And I don't know what the percentage is, but I think he graduated like 97% of his athletes. And so, you know, we always liked the student-athlete process. But, you know, he was a great coach, and I also say he's a better teacher of men. I mean, Coach Smith always cared about, you know, your family. Even when I left Carolina, he remembered my kid's name, and he wrote letters to Kobe Carl in his pro career. He wrote letters to my daughter when she went off to get her master's at the University of Washington. I mean, he does the little things of life that have meaning and have soulfulness that you always remember. And don't get me wrong, I don't think many people have that talent, but he, no question, had a talent to not only connect with the young athlete, but connect in a way to teach the game of basketball and the game of life. In his role as a head coach in basketball in North Carolina. And he's just an amazing communicator and an amazing innovator. But he was dedicated and loyal to the University of North Carolina beyond belief. And he was dedicated to the student athletes, not only basketball, but all through the university. I know he's very good friends with Anton Dorsey. Dorrance, the soccer coach at Carolina. Mm-hmm. He's very good friends with so many, you know, professors. He knows so many of the alumni and the donors. I mean, he is just a leader of men and did it every day with a lot of humility and a lot of grace.
Talking with Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Kyle. Of all the ways you coach, is there something about it that you do totally because of Dean Smith? Or did?
I think the one thing that came to mind when you asked that question is, I think I don't say all the North Carolina guys, but I bet you the vast majority, I'd say 80%, maybe even higher, of North Carolina have an attitude of giving back to the game of basketball and giving back to the community that you're playing for. And doing the little things extra to make a team work, I think you got to have a trust and a belief in each other. And I think that came out so many times in my career in the form of giving back to the game and being respectful to the game of basketball, especially in the last 25, 30 years, when we've gone from making hundreds of thousands of dollars to making millions of dollars. I mean, it's crazy that we make millions of dollars, let's be honest. But that's, you know, we live in a generation that's the way it is. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've said many times the best decision I've ever made in my life was to go to North Carolina. And, you know, my choice was between North Carolina and Duke. And I'm 70 years old, and I'm still loving that I went to North Carolina, especially after this year when we won those two games in March and April against what's that school do? Oh, yeah, Duke. So we always, I mean, he's a great coach of men, and he's a big believer in humility and giving back to what people give to you.
Talking with the Hall of Famer, formerly known as George Karl. I don't know if you're following the Bucks the way you did last year. You, of course, good luck, as we talked to you various times during the playoffs. A little bit of concern, more, I would say, because of the injury of Chris Middleton. Have you watched any of the series to this point?
I think Milwaukee will figure out how to overcome Middleton. I don't think they can win a championship without Middleton. I think he's got to get back. But, you know, Chicago is a dangerous team. I thought they found some answers in the last game that I think Milwaukee's got to address. But I think in the end, Holiday and Giannis are good enough to find five guys that can beat Chicago some way, somehow.
To win the series.
So they'll win the series. But, they're probably going to have to exert more energy than they probably want to. And if Middleton would miss the next series, I think then you're getting dangerous and wearing the team out. I mean, what's amazing about the game of basketball, people don't realize winning four NBA playoff situations is really mentally and physically fatiguing. And not only you got to be ready for that, usually you got to go through it once or twice before you win it. Now, Milwaukee now has the experience to figure it out. But mentally and physically, if Middleton doesn't get back, I think it could wear Giannis out a little bit.
Hall of Famer, it's great to have interviewed you for the first time. When I say Hall of Famer, I have no interest whatsoever in discussing your political leanings that are still very shaky. It doesn't matter. You're the Hall of Famer.
You're unbelievable, Steven. I appreciate your love. I appreciate the battering that we've done over the years. And I'm happy that you're happy for me, but I always do appreciate your friendship.
So who's going to introduce you? Don't you have somebody that introduces you at the Hall of Fame? Don't they? I think they do that. Yeah. Barkley said he did Jay Wright.
I don't think they do an introduction anymore because too many guys get up and speak. But people stand up for you. And, my gut says I'll have one of my former players, probably someone from North Carolina, and then probably someone in the coaching ranks that is in the Hall of Fame from the NBA, probably.
I feel like I want to go. Will your speech be good? Is it worth me going because your speech will be good? I'm a big speech guy. It's part of our family. I'm not coming unless you have a good speech. You going to have a good speech?
I'm working on it. I'm hiring a speech writer.
No, you're not. No, don't tell me you're doing that. No, you can't hire a speech writer. That's a violation of every good speech. Here's my tip for you. All right, you want to know the tip? You're better off not to do any. This is your life. Get up there and let people feel and see your life. Fire the speech writer. You're just kidding. You're just kidding. You don't have a speech writer, right? You're just kidding me.
Well, when I was in New Orleans, there was a guy there that said he'll help me write my speech if I wanted to. And I didn't turn him down at that time, but I might turn him down.
Turn him down. Hold on. You can practice on this show anytime you want. I think you could do the speech right now. I think you give the speech now. You get up there, you'll see the people you know, and it'll be awesome. It's your life, not a speech. No, speech coach. Please.
So what should be in that speech? Tell me what you think should be the three biggest points of that speech.
I don't know what yours are. I mean, clearly, the majority of your speech should be about Dean Smith.
Okay.
To all those people that know him, but you want people to know the love and the incredible passion you have for Dean Smith. You could have talked another 20 minutes, right?
I agree with that.
All right. When you get off that, you want them to say, damn. You don't want them to say, damn, George Kyle's great. You want them to say, damn, Dean Smith must be the most amazing human being based on what George Kyle just did on the day he's being honored. He didn't talk about himself. Who'd he talk about? He talked about the man, Dean Smith. Done. You don't even have to practice. It's over. You've got it. Who else would you want? You want to thank other people, but who else is at the level of Dean Smith to honor you in basketball?
Nobody.
Nobody's even close.
That's true. My family would be second, probably.
Yeah. No, you talk about your family, get them first, but then when I don't see, now I don't even have to go, but when I listen to it, when that speech is over, if I don't think of Dean Smith, that was a bad speech.
I think you're a hard grader, though.
No, this is my life. That's what my father did his whole life. I know speeches like you know basketball. And you just gave me your speech. I asked you. I didn't tell you what to talk about. You talked about Dean Smith and more Dean Smith and more Dean Smith.
You're right. I guarantee you my speech was dominated by North Carolina and Dean Smith stories.
Yeah, but it's not North Carolina. North Carolina would not be as special to you if you played for anybody but Dean Smith. It's Dean Smith and North Carolina in that order.
Okay, I agree with that, too.
All right, I got to go. I got other things to do. I will run you down if that speech isn't as good as I know it's going to be now about Dean Smith. I will find you.
I think Milwaukee's going to win this series. You're probably going to call me back next week.
I will. I want to call you back. But my first question is going to be, have you fired the speech coach, and have you got your speech? I believe that I should be able to get you to do your speech at any point when I call you. Hall of Famer, give me your speech.
I will work on that.
Don't work on it. Don't work on it. It's in your heart, and you don't have to work on anything. Do you have to work about breathing? No.
No.
To talk about Dean Smith, you can do it. How many minutes do they give you? What, like 20, something like that?
No, they like it short, 5 to 7.
That's not going to be it. So you got 5 to 7 means you can go 10 to 12. So you got stuff on your family and then everything about Dean Smith. You can do 12 minutes of Dean Smith right now, every second of every day of the rest of your life, which I hope goes on a long time. All right, I got to go. I'm going to send you a bill. Thanks, Hall of Famer.
Send me the bill with the 2 dozen golf balls you have.
Yes, all right, I'll do that. You got it. Nicely done. You haven't lost your edge. Yeah, get a little jab in there, too. Get a jab in Duke, but just as an aside. That's good. Thanks, Hall of Famer.
Thanks, Homer.
You bet. Andy North next.